Hey guys, welcome to the patio. It's T. We got a damn good show for y'all tonight.
Damn good show.
You know, you thought COVID was bad. There's another one coming, and it's election season. You just wait till I tell you about what's going on here. Trump, in wake of Biden declaring Easter Sunday Trans Day of Visibility, he's got something planned for Election Day. We got that and a whole lot more. We're going to find out what RFK thinks is the real risk to democracy. But first and foremost, Father Fortenberry.
Hey, what's going on? What's up, guys? Father Fortenberry here. You can find me on X at, what is my X? I always forget my handle. It's Fortenberry LFTP. You can do Instagram. I have Father Fortenberry. Hit me up. Give me a shout. Tell me you don't like me.
You know, I think people should tell us they don't like us as much as they should. Look, hit the subscribe button, please. Go find us on YouTube, too. Marty Marr, what's happening, my brother?
What's up, y'all? Marty Marr, bourbon nerd from Marty Marr's Bar and Grill. Welcome to the show.
And Gary.
Hey, this is Gary. You can find me at AOL chat.
What a scrap, y'all.
AOL chat, Turkey Bob, 1853. Chat me up, yo.
Crazy Hot Deals.
Crazy Hot
you
Deals.
Find me a crazy hot
you can find me at Crazy Hot Deals.
If you see some funny shoes hanging out from under a car, it's probably Gary.
You can find me in a junkyard anytime.
He's probably been cutting off those catalytic converters that we hear about.
Be cutting off my cargo pants.
So Gary,
cargo shorts.
So Gary, you got a story for us?
Oh yes, yes. I was pulled over by a police officer today.
Did you feel that your life was in danger?
No. No, I went immediately from being threatened to sexy attitude.
It was a female police officer?
No, it was a male. I had to show some skin.
did you try to bribe him with favors?
No, I did not. There's two, you know, because when you get pulled over now in West Memphis, you usually have multiple vehicles behind you.
You do look very intimidating, too.
It's probably the beard. I came at them too strong. They didn't want me to get angry, you know, because they don't want to see me when I'm angry. But no, they were very nice. I got pulled over for...
Did you get a ticket?
No, I did not. I got pulled over for rolling through a stop sign.
See, that's white privilege. I probably shot somebody else.
No. Two officers. I talked to the other officer while he was running my tags and my license.
Did you tell him to check out the podcast?
No, we were actually talking about potty training our kids.
Yeah, but why didn't you tell him to watch the podcast, the bourbon tube?
I forgot.
You probably would have got out the ticket.
I didn't get a ticket. I just got a warning.
What I like to do when I get pulled over is I like to see how quickly I can get my wallet out. You know, just...
Well, if you get out of a warning, you done did something.
But yeah, no, they're very nice gentlemen, officers. I appreciated them for what they do because I know West
Memphis.
Was it
West Memphis?
Yeah, it was West Memphis cops.
Getting out of a warning is them apologizing for pulling you over. I'm sorry, sir. I didn't realize you were Gary.
Yeah, you were Gary from the podcast.
Yeah. Give me that warning back.
Look, 2020 elections, 2020 the whole year was marred by COVID. We were all locked down. Father Fortenberry here is the first person I ever knew personally to have COVID. He also stayed drunk the entire 14 days. How long were you in lockdown?
I don't know. It's like a caged animal, though.
Yeah, you were actually doing TikToks back then.
I was doing a bunch of TikToks.
That's when I started
COVID
TikToks. It was COVID TikTok. Well, there's been other things they tried to send out like COVID to get. They're now saying that the bird flu.
Another bird flu.
Is making its comeback.
I almost made a bird flu joke.
One of Texas' largest poultry farms culled nearly 2 million chickens after a positive bird flu test.
Saw the flu.
Are they going to try to use this to shut the United States down?
Instead of like feeding them antibiotics and stuff, you know, in their chicken pens, do they give them like NyQuil and stuff now?
Well, here's what the narrative is, just so you know, this could be 100 times worse than COVID.
Oh my gosh.
For the birds.
No, for people.
Oh.
Bird flu warning from scientists who say half of infections from the H5N1 in people are fatal, as White House says it's monitoring the situation. If Joe Biden comes out in July, so it'll be right before July the 4th, right? That's what'll happen. And he says, we got to shut the world down for 2 weeks. Is America doing it? Is America doing it again?
Some of it will, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, some of it, yeah. I agree.
All blue states will do it, right?
All blue cities will do it. Let's say blue cities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll do the heartbeat. What I won't do is which we didn't shut down anyway, but I didn't miss any work.
I didn't miss any work.
Yeah. Only time I missed was when I had COVID.
Yeah, exactly. That's when I missed was when I had COVID. I had COVID multiple times. Missed multiple times, but I even worked from home with COVID.
I think you can do that fine. I don't think that's an issue.
Yeah, I was able to.
Yeah, but look, last Friday we're out for we're doing the Good Friday breakfast. Right.
Yeah, I missed it. Glad you joined us, Gary.
We end up at the main event, and we got these wristbands. We were acting like little kids. We had our kids with us, too, though.
But, we played laser tag.
But I'm standing in line to get shoes for the bowling, and I'm at least 6 feet behind this lady. And she turns around to me and says, and I think she had a mask on. She goes, I know I'm crazy, but could you please back up a little bit? And I leaned into her, and I'm like, man, what'd you say? I really couldn't understand her.
Yeah.
She said, could you please back up a little? Oh, sure, no problem. But there are still people out there scared now.
If you're that scared, don't go to a public event.
Exactly.
Especially main events.
Yeah, that's an elective.
I didn't know that. I'm glad you didn't tell me that.
Sam saw it.
That's an elective event.
Marty walked over and put his arm around her.
Also, what kind of mask did she have on? Was it like a fabric mask?
Spider-Man.
Like a Spider-Man fabric mask?
Yeah, she probably looked more like... Darth Vader, I would guess.
Whoa.
Was her voice changed because of the mask?
No, not so much. Yeah, it was
Scoot
back, please. More like Optimus Prime or
I saw somebody Megatron. Just the other day driving down the road in a mask.
By themselves.
That's all the time.
Yeah, I see that all the time. Yeah. Which I think, honestly, do you think some of it's not out of fear, just out of comfort now?
I think it's both. I think people try to do what they think's best for their children, their family, and they are that scared of it. They may have never had it. I've known some people that never had it and that recently got it for the first time. Hard to believe, I know, but talking about it, you can see this. There's a lot more to this bird flu here. Here's the history of it. March of this year, first case of bird flu in U.S. livestock found in a goat.
Hold on. I gotta ask this. Why am I the only one not visible?
I don't know.
You're visible.
You're visible.
Gary's not.
No, Gary's not. Never mind. I ain't worried about Gary.
I forgot
what I look like.
New Mexico. Bird. Oh, check this out. In New Mexico, bird flu found in cow's milk.
Man. Ooh.
In Texas, in April, just this month. We're only 3 days into April. Bird flu kills 3 cats. In the panhandle, bird flu in at least 3 dairy farms. We got to quit drinking milk, folks.
I like milk.
So are they finding mad cow disease in bird milk?
Other mammals found to have bird flu since the 2022 outbreak. A coyote, a raccoon, what is that? A skunk, a bobcat, and a fox.
All the things that which I will generally not run across.
A fox, bobcat, skunk walk into a bar.
I wonder. Man, that sounds like a bar joke.
And a bird flew in.
So you said these
wah, wah, wah.
You said these cows got the bird flu. I wonder if it's the same cows from Chick-fil-A telling you to eat more chicken.
That'd be some.
That's
problem.
Probably how they got it.
That's a campaign.
That's a campaign. Champagne with my campaign.
I don't know anything about bird flu, but I mean, what's the signs and symptoms?
Holy crap. It's hit people. This is, I think, since we've been on the air. It's breaking news first.
Breaking news.
Bird flu infected Texas farm worker has mutated to spread more easily, CDC reveals, as 3 pet cats die from the virus and America's biggest eggs producer is hit with outbreak. So go buy eggs now. Go buy milk.
I'm now confused. Is it hitting cats or is it hitting people? Because
the problem is it's hitting all of those things. This was the first talk about of hitting people.
But haven't we been talking about bird flu for like last 12 years?
There was a bird flu scare 20 years
during
ago.
It was during Obama.
I thought it was just killing birds, though.
It was. They were worried about it jumping across. But now it's getting into other animals. Maybe it is something to worry about. I don't know. But it's funny that these things only happen during election season.
It does. Every 2 years, you get a new disease. It's like clockwork.
Donald Trump said, hold this, let me one-up you. He has declared that Election Day will be Christian Visibility Day. You know he's selling Bibles now.
Man,
did y'all see that?
Listen.
That's a bit tacky.
I'm going to vote for him, but...
He's getting out there, isn't he?
You're doing too much.
Yeah, you ain't the savior.
He's selling Bibles.
he's also pushing the bloodbath. What is it? The immigration blood.
Yeah, actually, Jamie and Marty, we have a shirt for sale.
I'm about to wear mine today, too.
Yeah, I survived the bloodbath of 2024. Check it out on the merch. There'll be a link. But yeah, I'm a Christian. I'm proud of my faith. But yeah, I think he's doing a little too much.
Yeah, coming off kind of skeezy.
Hold on, Biden's Catholic.
And he claims to be devout. I mean, I can't question his faith, but I have to question some of his actions.
I think I could question his faith based on his actions.
Womp, womp, womp.
Yeah.
Marty, what are you drinking over there? I just saw you. Oh, that was Coke.
That's Coke.
I'm drinking your.
I can't believe you've never had Woodford.
I'm drinking your Woodford. It's pretty good.
It is a lot. It's.
Never had Woodford?
Check. I want to read a headline to you for a second.
I don't guess.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
You've never had regular. You did that one I had that was so good.
Oh, yeah. That store pick.
That was really
store
good.
Store pick.
Tennessee.
I had
to read this to make sure I understood it three times. Tennessee passes bill prohibiting Department of Children's Services from discriminating against conservative, adoptive, and foster parents. The bill aims to protect the moral and religious beliefs of adoptees and foster parents.
Does this go back to the COVID?
I think this goes back to that these agencies are not willing to put children into Christian homes, is what I'm guessing.
I guess.
I mean, why do you care what? Well, never mind. I was like, what do you care what home a kid goes to? But you should care.
You should care. Yeah. You should be able to pass a background.
But I mean, if it's a morally upstanding home, I mean, even if it's a Muslim home, I mean, if they have faith, I mean, some faith's better than no faith.
Kids need parents. They don't need the government. They need parents.
So did y'all see the bill that they've passed in California? Now, this is actually interesting. It is now, this was weird to me, but now you can legally ignore your boss's phone calls on after hours.
Sweet.
Which I didn't think you had to legally.
That's the dumbest thing I have ever
heard. So now I'm curious.
It's wasting energy.
But that makes me wonder, is it set up now where you can be reprimanded at work if you don't answer?
So it depends on your contract. I mean, a lot of these people are contracted. It's on your position, right? Yeah. And it actually, the people that make that rule have no sense of accountability or responsibility. Yeah, because all they want is the $20 minimum wage, and they want everybody to make $20. See, this is the key to that way that works. Every job pays $20 an hour, unless you're extremely wealthy, and then you get to control the whole narrative, and you want to push it down. But that's the silliest thing I've ever heard.
So, you know, if you're working at McDonald's, you should have the option to not answer the phone if your boss calls.
You always have an option.
Well, you always have the option. Phone. Yeah. Like, my boss has called me before, and I'm like, dude, I'm too drunk to have a conversation about this.
If I do have to call someone, I would rather that they answer and just say no than not answer. Because if they don't answer, you can keep calling, right?
Yeah.
And be like, just say, no, I can't make it.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
I mean,
but some positions.
Yeah, well, but
I guess it's different.
If your boss calls and you're like, dude, I've had a little bit too much to drink, I don't really need to.
I feel like you have to answer.
You know
though,
what it's really about?
If you get reimbursed for your cell phone.
There's a lot of bad bosses out there.
Yes.
There are, and they don't know how to deal with people, and then they want to almost be bullied. There's a lot of bad bosses. Every person is human, and everybody should be treated as human.
Yep. I didn't know that.
Lizard people aren't.
That's right, Jim. We got to weed them out before you hire those.
Monkeypox infections on the rise. Boy, I should have turned this into a health scare. The reported number is 70% more than this time last year. So I wonder if that's like 15 or something.
Yeah, monkeypox just fell away, did it? Wasn't that the one that was getting gay
582 cases of monkeypox have been documented during the first 3 months of 2024. Monkeypox.
Wasn't monkeypox the one that gay folks kept getting?
I think so. I think I remember that.
That is terribly, I was going to say racist, but not.
Terribly accurate?
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, but it's transmitted through a.
So we got monkeypox on the rise again. Okay. COVID's still out there with the flu, even though it's treated like flu. Now we got the bird flu. Look, they're going to try. They will try to shut the country.
Probably
down.
Be something else. Too.
Shut it down.
The influx. The first thing you got to do, though, if you do that, you got to shut the border down.
Nope. Can't shut the border down.
Is this the way Biden gets the border shut down?
No.
Because, you know, he needs a way to do it without just doing it. Does he ride the medical? I think he does.
No, this is how you flood the U.S. right now. You shut down America, so now the border agents can't be there because they got to be, you know, in their homes now. So everybody legally can just walk in.
Do you think Texas will follow suit?
This ain't Texas.
No, I think Texas. I think all the southern states will not follow suit with the if there's another shutdown or attempted shutdown.
Well, right off
our governor won't.
Florida will not.
Neither will our
Florida will not.
Arkansas will not. Texas will not. Mississippi will not.
I think
Mississippi might.
Tennessee will.
No.
I think
I don't believe so. Memphis will.
Yeah, Memphis
Tennessee's kind of purplish now.
Yeah. Tennessee scares me.
Nashville's very...
Nashville's...
Nashville's... Yeah.
But is there more people in Nashville than Memphis?
Yeah.
Oh, surely.
I don't think so.
We need to look that
up. There's only like 400,000 people. Memphis ain't that big.
No, you got to include Shelby County. But Shelby County's more conservative.
I figured Nashville was bigger, but I may be wrong.
I've been judging sizes wrong my entire life.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
That's what she tells me.
10 largest cities, Nashville. Yeah, you're right. Okay. 689,000, Memphis 633.
So they're comparable.
Yeah, but it's the Shelby County is where Memphis get with Collierville and all those places.
Yeah, but so the Memphis metropolitan area, do we not fall in that? Us in South Haven?
We're in a different state.
Shelby County is almost a million. It's 916,000. Mm. What county is Nashville in? Do you guys remember?
Nash County.
Mm. You may be right.
Beaver County.
For real?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought you were
bullcrap. Marty laughed at you.
I didn't know.
It does sound like a joke.
Nash County's in North Carolina. So
yeah, I didn't know. Think it.
I thought, what county is that? Mm. I thought there was a Nash County in Tennessee.
Nashville County is Davidson County. That's why Davidson Reserve.
Davidson Reserve.
There you go.
Everything goes back to bourbon.
Everything goes back to bourbon, baby.
Oh, speaking of bourbon, Marty, but Davidson County only has 708,000. So Shelby County has far more people. But speaking of bourbon, Marty, where are you going to be Friday night if they want to meet Marty Marr?
Friday night, we're going to be at Cathead Distillery in Jackson, Tennessee.
So what is Cathead?
It's pronounced Cathead.
They have vodka, gin, but
I like gin.
Most of all, they have, I hate gin.
Do you
most
really?
Most of all, they have Old Soul bourbon.
Old Soul bourbon. Okay, I have had Old Soul.
Then Saturday morning, we're going to be at Spillway.
Man, I hate I'm going to miss that, dude.
They're going to be dropping a bunch of bottles.
I know, I hate I'm missing that one.
Yeah, we will be at Brandon, Mississippi. Marty and I will be there with our wives. We'll be part of the takeover of Cathead Distillery on Friday night. We're staying at the Westin Hotel across the street. Probably do a little bottle drop.
Hey, supposed to do a barrel night. Pick, too.
Y'all gonna go live?
It depends.
Depends on who else is going live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and all that type of stuff. Yep.
I bet y'all see a bunch of people going live there.
I can't believe y'all don't care for gin. I like gin.
I don't like gin.
Man, I got on gin kick a few years ago. Like gin and a little bit of Sprite.
I don't even like gin.
Well, you need to try that gin. Well, never mind. I ain't going to talk bad about nobody, but we'll talk about it later. You know what I was going
to
say?
I know what you're about to say because I had that same gin.
Sipping on gin and juice.
I'm planning on being in Orange Beach this weekend, so I will miss the festivities at Cathede and Spillway.
Orange Beach.
Orange Beach. We got a cheer competition going on.
Lisa's not Orange Mound. You'll be all right.
I've been there, too.
We've been there, too.
You ever heard about me and Gary playing softball at Orange Mound?
I think we have. I don't know if you told about it on the air or not.
So some really good guys that we played softball with in West Memphis. And they were a different race than us, clearly, because they're from Orange Mound. Well, they say, hey, guys, y'all come play.
And what did we say? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Always up to play some ball.
Yeah.
And me and Gary pull up, and we look like two specks of salt in this whole neighborhood. We were the only white guys for probably the entire zip code. And first of all, they were so welcoming.
They were welcoming.
They were fun to play with. We had a great time.
Great time. The umpire was hilarious.
The umpire was smoking a joint. Eating a sub sandwich as he called the game.
See, that's how most umpires should be.
Then he gets hit in the balls one time, and he falls to the ground, just sticks his hands past and rubs his elbows. Oh!
There were no arguments with the umpire.
He'd take a hit. Oh Mama Balls. Man, we had such a good time.
It was a great time.
That's the first time I ever heard this one.
Oh, yeah. Heard that song?
Oh, dude.
I'm mad I didn't get invited.
You remember the team we're talking about, right?
It was the Outlaws.
Outlaws, yeah.
The Outlaws.
Oh, that played in Westminster.
Yeah.
That one guy that switched his hands when he hit.
Yes. They were nothing but black guys. And, man, they were so fun to play with. And they were so glad we showed up because, you know, they probably invited quite a few people to pass and nobody just goes.
They didn't know we were from Earl, Arkansas, did they, Jay?
They did not.
We had
a hell of a time.
We had a great time. Great guys. I wish we could connect with
you
them.
You know,
again.
I remember that they had that one bald headed guy that looked like Rock.
Yeah.
Not The Rock, but the movie, the TV show Rock.
TV show Rock.
Yeah. The dude that was in what's the little boy from?
I don't know.
Well, they put him on his shoulders and they carried him out.
Rocky?
No, not Rocky. Rudy. Yeah. Rudy. Oh. You know, that dude played Rudy.
Oh, he was the janitor.
Yeah.
Metropolitan Transportation Authority in New York City is reportedly demanding that the organizers of the New York City Marathon pay $750,000 to cover the lost toll revenue that comes from shutting down the Verrazano Narrows Bridge.
I don't think that's too much to ask for, to be quite honest. I mean, you're having an event that you're making money off of.
They got to pay the toll troll.
Well, I mean, the
troll toll.
The New York Roadrunners had agreed to up its payment to $200,000 for the closure of the bridge this year's race after paying $150,000 last year. So they typically only pay $200,000, yet the MTA is demanding $750,000.
Okay, that's...
Well, and what are they going to demand the coyote to pay them Roadrunner? You know, they're making the Roadrunners pay. What about the coyote?
I wonder how long the bridge
is shut down. There's a lot of coyotes, too, around in New York right now. They've all been shipped from the southern border.
I wonder how long the bridge is shut down.
Probably for like 2 days. Or at least a day.
It's got to be at least,
what kind of race
at least 12 hours.
Like, we ain't running it. If it's us, it'll be 3 days. But
let's see.
I mean, if it's shut down for half a day, $200,000 is probably fair. But if it's a full day.
Well, they expect to attract about 50,000 participants, so it's going to bring money to the city. Entrance will decrease if they can't use both levels of the bridge for the race. So I guess they want to use the top and bottom of it.
They got tops and bottoms.
Because let's be quite honest, if they were running a marathon over here and took out both of our bridges, we'd be madder than hell.
Now they can afford it. Check this out. The New York Roadrunners had a total income of $100.2 million last fiscal year after bringing in $85 million in 2022. Okay, look.
So they're making money.
They're making cash money. Now, I'm sure they spend a lot of money, but yeah, they got a lot of rich people running around in tidy whities up there. Want to run a marathon, they need to pay their bills.
We should have a patio marathon where we like just go around the block.
That'd probably take 4 hours.
It would. We'd shut down all
but we could do it. Hold on, we could do it with beer stops.
We could have
a stop at Gary's and Marty's.
We could.
Rusty's.
But we have like
that's pretty close though. You'd be drunk by the time you made that corner.
Kind of the whole point.
But instead of like.
Then you get to Donnie's.
You can stop at BJ's.
Whoever makes the whole block wins.
And instead of like having just tables with the drinks on it, you have tables and chairs so you can sit down and rest and have a drink.
Yes.
You know, that'd be great.
You have to sit down and drink.
You have to finish your drink before you can go.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
But you can get Joe involved and Donnie and Stumpy and.
Yep.
You could eat up
the Chaffins. There you go. That's
a good idea.
You get all these folks.
They are having a whiskey run in Memphis. You had to look it up.
Is that at the zoo?
No, they're having something at the zoo also.
Yeah, okay.
They're having a zoo brew again?
It's a bourbon thing.
Yeah, they're a bourbon one.
It's expensive as hell, though. It's like $125.
Do you get like a member discount, though?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
If you're a member, it's $100.
That good.
If you're not a member, it's $150.
But it's all free tasting, right?
Yeah.
Oh, then I can definitely
free tasting. Once you pay the money. Yeah.
Then I can get my $100 worth. I guarantee it.
I got a membership. I got a membership. I mean,
I do too.
I'll be asleep by the tiger.
RFK Jr.'s in the news. He's really rattling some chains. He claims that Biden is more threatening to democracy than Trump. He said if you have a president who can censor his political opponent, he has license for any kind of atrocity. So what he's doing is saying that they're controlling social media, they're controlling Facebook. That's one reason a lot of people think Congress and the government's trying to get rid of TikTok is to allow Facebook and YouTube to have more market share.
I think they control the narrative. I think they're trying to get rid of TikTok so it opens up. They can find a way to get rid of Twitter. Get rid of X.
Agreed.
Formally. I'm dead naming. I'm sorry, guys.
Dead naming.
I'm dead naming.
You know, that's punishable by death.
It is. That's a hate crime.
I don't disagree with that. I mean, it's at the end of the day, they really are looking for a way to shut Twitter down.
Yeah.
They are.
X. Now you're dead naming, too. Dadgummit, Jamie.
But who really knows what X is? Everybody knows what Twitter is.
I've been saying X in our intro.
I've always heard X is going to give it to you. That was another dead naming.
He died, didn't he?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, rest in peace, DMX. I'm sorry.
That's good, Gary.
I know.
Why does Elon not use that as like a theme song?
He should.
X is going to give it to you.
I know.
Going to give it to you. Hey, Elon, we only need $1 billion for you to use our idea.
We have it recorded.
Well, you know, for the longest time, you know, my son played travel baseball, and they had walkout songs, and we didn't figure that out until we were done with walkout songs. We missed that because we call him X.
Yeah, y'all really missed
it. We missed the boat on that. We always had like some AC/DC song, you know, like Thunderstruck or Hell's Bells, you know.
Max walkout was going to be Grills.
Let me see your grill. That one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's the Nelly. That's Nelly.
No, not Nelly, though. The white boy.
Paul Wall,
yeah.
Mm. I was like, let me see your grill.
You don't know Paul Wall?
What? Your grill. What? Your grill.
Yeah, no. Paul Wall's way better.
That's the Gary version.
So speaking of rappers, boy, the Diddy stuff just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
He's back in the States. He's in Miami today.
So his sons were cuffed and taken away.
His sons?
Yes.
What did his sons do?
Oh, they were involved in daddy's side business.
Oh, okay.
Contributing to
They were little diddlers.
Human trafficking. You know, other than what was filed in court, though, there's still not a lot of news about whole thing.
Probably because it's going to the grand jury. Well, I mean, I guess it's already been to a grand jury, though, if they arrested, right?
Yeah.
I was going to say, typically, if I'm not mistaken,
it's made to the grand jury before they've been arrested.
Yeah, they are.
Costco is in the news.
Oh, I like Costco.
The big weight loss trend, Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, Zepbound, all that. They're going to start offering Ozempic prescriptions to members through a $170, $79 a month weight loss plan.
So you can buy it in bulk now, huh?
Yeah, then you go get a hot dog.
Buy it. They're going to offer
slice of pizza,
semi-glutide,
and a Slurpee.
With Wegovy, so instead of going to your doctor,
go
jump through all these hoops, you can spend $179 a month and get those shots. Non-members, it's $195.
Oh,
you gotta have a prescription.
Yeah, but I guess they take care of that too.
They got a pharmacy. I'm sure Costco.
Here's what they probably did: is hire a PA, and then the PA just writes a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
A personal assistant.
The
physician's assistant.
You know, one of my favorite jokes on a Family Guy was when Lois's sister starts dating the mayor, and he says, I must let you know I have AIDS. And he had assistants.
Gary's boy down in Houston, Texas, for the Houston Texans.
Stroud?
Yes.
Oh, hey,
got more weapons.
They are loaded.
They're going to light it up.
Stephon Diggs is leaving Buffalo after four seasons, playing with the Bills, enjoying a loaded Texas offense in a bombshell trade on Wednesday.
Man, that stock of Josh Allen sure is dropping, isn't it?
The Bills are getting a 2025 second round pick in return for Diggs.
They have no receivers.
Yeah, they lost
Davis too, didn't they?
They lost Gabe Davis. I mean, he disappeared for like 3 weeks and then show up one game.
But anybody that has him in Dynasty League really is in trouble now.
Yeah, you got to get rid of Josh Allen.
Well,
I don't have him, so I don't feel bad.
Well,
I also didn't think he was MVP either, so that's why I didn't have him. So.
No, but he puts up massive points in fantasy.
Did the Texans get another different running back too?
Yeah, they got Joe Mixon.
That's right.
Joe Mixon, son.
I think he still got some miles on him.
I think he could be a goal line,
especially
kind of
as a complimentary back. Yeah. He doesn't have to be the lead back.
Well, yeah, because they still got Damian Pierce, and they still
have Devin Singletary, right?
Devin Singletary.
So let's talk about the big sports news.
Oh, okay.
Bronny?
No.
Bronny James.
the must bus. Arkansas's current coach could soon, as today, we don't know yet, be the head coach of the USC Trojans.
That's what the rumors is.
Well, the rumor, it ain't a rumor. He's interviewed him for the job.
He's there.
Yeah, that's factual.
But is USC that? They're not very good at basketball.
No, dude. They've only been to the NCAA. What I saw today, they've only been to the NCAA tournament like 16 times since 1906.
Arkansas's got a better program than USC.
Oh, we're one of the top programs in the country.
Now, USC's probably got more money.
Hey, I think he wants to go back home.
Yeah, he's from California.
He wants to go back to California, see the beach babes, you know?
And I get that. And, you know, it's flashy. It's
there's no beaches in Fayetteville.
There's a bunch of beaches. Beaches be loving basketball.
The story just came out about an hour ago is indicating that the NIL boosters are not willing to put out the money.
Uh-oh. At Arkansas?
No, at USC.
Really?
Uh-oh. Yep.
Well, look.
So that's one of the reasons Andy Enfield head to SMU.
So let's be quite honest. And I love Buss. He's done great at Arkansas. But he's had the last 2 years, his conference record's been losing records.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that has to play on your decision making. Is he a top 10 coach in the country? No. Mm-mm. I mean, and he wants money, and I get it, but
he's right now 12th highest paid.
Yes, he's 12th highest paid
basketball coach.
That's pretty good. I mean, there are some great basketball coaches right now.
That's great, especially considering that now he's done really well in the tournament.
He's a good coach.
Yeah, he's a good coach.
I can name a bunch of college coaches.
But
really
I wonder
good.
If his style, which was get guys from the transfer portal, he was the guy that did it before anybody. Now everybody does.
Yeah, but you know what the difference is now? This is the teams that are winning, they went and got seniors from transport portal. Mm-hmm. We went and got freshmen and top recruited high school players that are going to play one and done.
So
the teams that were winning right now have older lineups.
Hey guys, since this is our last time before the Final Four, what do y'all think about the Final Four?
We can make predictions.
You can make predictions. That's happening this weekend.
Yep.
Yeah. So what do y'all think?
There's a sexy pick that's Alabama versus NC State.
That is a sexy pick. Because Alabama and NC State both got a big guy that are sexy. But so does Purdue. I like Purdue.
But UConn Purdue is who I think it is.
I think it is, too.
And I think UConn wins back-to-back.
UConn's
coach. I look, my bracket's so bad, I haven't looked at the bracket. Who's up?
My Elite Eight was fire. I hit them all but one.
Who plays who?
I think NC State plays
Purdue, so you got those two big guys, and you got UConn versus Alabama, and they're big lanky.
I think Edie will beat the NC State big guy because he's a big guy, but he hasn't faced somebody that tall.
Yeah, I think it's UConn versus Purdue with UConn with the advantage.
UConn has been so dominant. Good.
I am going to go on a limb.
Uh-oh. Oh, my gosh. Don't fall off.
I'm going to say championship game, Bama, Purdue.
It would pay a lot.
It would.
Pay a lot. And yeah,
I'm going to say Purdue wins.
Because UConn has not, since last year, they have all their games, they won by double digits.
You could argue that since halftime of the last game, they
go on a 30-0 run.
30-0 run.
Oh, my gosh.
In the Elite Eight.
Look, last year in the Sweet 16, Arkansas faced UConn, and they have not looked back since.
That's true.
And we ain't looked forward since.
Marty, who you got, Marty?
I got Connecticut winning.
I think who they're going to play, NC State or Purdue?
Purdue.
I got Purdue winning. I
may bet the other way.
I had North Carolina winning.
I may bet the other way. But
I didn't have North Carolina
North Carolina winning. Cost me $3,000 last year.
I think I had UConn.
I had
one in Houston, the other one.
All Sweet 16 games, I picked Illinois, I picked Clemson. I had every winner except North Carolina. A $10 parlay would have paid $3,000.
The only surprise pick I had go deep was Duke. Which they were still forcing.
Deep, homeboy.
They were still
forcing. I had Duke going too, and they should have won last
week.
They shot terrible against NC State. Yep, they should have won. If Duke makes it,
there. I just locked it in. I just locked in Bama and.
Right. Oh man, that's nice, Jamie.
All right, so the Final Four is coming up. We've made our predictions. How about a little parting words there, Father Fortenberry?
Come on, I need. I only bet enough to get $25 if I need it. So. Come on,
thing is, you're going to be gone this weekend. You can't make bets from Alabama on Betley.
I know. I had to make my best now.
Yep. Gary,
don't live in the past. Live in the now. Hug your kids.
Your kids.
Marty Mar, the bourbon nerd. Don't look from Marty Mar Bar Grill.
Check us out this weekend at Spillway and Cathead.
Yep, we'll be spending money this weekend, hopefully. There's odds that we don't even get picked to buy any damn thing.
It's going to be packed.
So you have to draw to even get to buy something?
Yeah, but it's at good prices.
You should name drop the patio, you know, and we probably get a pick.
They know us.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They all know us.
Everybody knows us.
Look,
everybody knows
take us. Some stickers and just find some high-dollar bottles and just put our stickers in.
It's a store pick now.
Jamie, that's the smartest thing I've heard you say in weeks.
This is the patio store pick.
Patio pick.
Look, you guys go leave a comment down below. See if that's a great idea. Tell us about you like us. Hit the thumbs up. Do more than just like us, by the way. If you're on YouTube, put a thumbs up in the comments. Go put cheers in the comments or great show or hey, you suck, you fat joker. I don't care.
Say something controversial.
Yeah,
say something
either controversial. Way. That's
fine. But look, thanks like for stopping by. We got shorts we're putting out. They're getting quite a bit of traction out there. People like our shorts. There'll be more of that coming. But hey, Life from the Patio, we out of here.